Good evening. Good evening. My name is Tom Mann. I'm the president of Davis-Milliken's College. And thank you. On behalf of all of us at the college, I want to welcome you to our campus and also to our Augusta program. D&E is very proud of its Augusta Heritage Center, and we're very proud of this series that is now in its, 26th year. We're pleased to have you here. We're pleased to have you enjoy our campus and all the amenities. We hope that you will enjoy the rest of your time here, and especially, we hope that you will enjoy the rest of the evening and tonight's concert. So welcome, enjoy the rest of the evening.
Good evening, it's Thursday night, and so, if you're wondering what I'm wondering, where did the week go? I woke up this morning and it was Thursday. I couldn't believe it. Tonight's concert is old time and bluegrass, and we're starting off with a dance group. But before I get to that, I would like to remind you that there are three things you should know. Please, no photography, no audio or video recording. And also, if you do see someone with a recorder, that's our staff. We are recording the concerts for the Augusta Archives. The first group coming out is a group that has been at Augusta for many years and delighted audiences here. Originally known as the Fiddle Puppet Dancers, was founded by Eileen Carson, and it has continued now known as the Footworks. And this percussive dance ensemble, under Eileen's continued leadership and her dancing skills, has become internationally known and has continued to excite audiences. So let's welcome Footworks.
Woo!
I don't think I've seen so much energy in a long time. I know I don't have that right now. And I have my lovely assistant, Maria, coming out to show a silent auction item. The silent auction is going on tonight, and I know you'll want to go out there and look at all the goodies, but this is an extra special item. This is item number 76, just in case you want to bid on it. This is the new Augusta Bluegrass Week t-shirt, and it has been autographed with the Bluegrass instructors' signatures. Ooh. Thank you, lovely assistant Maria. Also, one of the silent auction items that I saw out there was an interesting album. It was called Barbecue on Broadway. And if anyone has looked at that, well, there's this picture of a man on there who looks suspiciously much like Paul Kovac. So you might want to check that one out. He denies it. He says it's his evil alter ego, but you never know. There is a lot going on this week, and there's just been so much. We've all probably heard too much, seen too much. But one of the groups that we have coming out tonight is a band that is celebrating its 25th anniversary. They have probably delighted audiences and dancers for years, and they've been a part of the Augusta family. And I'm talking about Critton Hollow String Band. Sam told me that in 1975, Joe decided that it would be more fun to play music for a living than to pick apples. And I'm sure a lot of you folks would agree. You have Joe Herman and his wife Sam, who play a variety of instruments, and they cover fiddle, banjo, guitar, mandolin, and Sam plays hammer dulcimer. Yeah, I've taken hammer dulcimer classes from Sam, and I have to say that she is a wonderful teacher and very supportive. Also with the group is Joe Fallon, who has been with them only 19 years or so. And Joe, shy, quiet thing that he is no stranger to the Augusta stage. And when I last checked, he didn't seem to be any stranger this year than he was last year. So, you know, but they are a fine group. They have CDs for sale in the Augusta Store Annex, which will be open during intermission. But they also have a new CD coming out, which is a compilation of hammer dulcimer tunes. A lot of folks have asked for that, and that will be coming out. So, you know, that being said, all I have to say is that you need to sit back and enjoy the music of a band who has lifted the feet of dancers and brightened the faces of its audience for many years. And I think...
How about a blonde joke? Yeah.
Oh, man. I gave those up. Yeah. I'll think about that. But I want you to sit back and enjoy Critton Hollow String Band.
Hello. How y'all doing? What a dumb question. This is a very easy stage for us to play on because we've been here about 8 or 9 times, maybe more than that, and a good crowd of people who know that when you mess up, it's still fun.
You have plans, Joe?
I'm just kind of priming you for this.
We've had some real good times in that regard.
We've had a lot of fun up here in that case.
Margo reminded me of her favorite line from me, which I won't repeat because it was embarrassing enough at the time. But it lingers in history. Well, we're going to start off our part of the show with a tune and a song that Joe's been singing for nearly 40 years. Can you believe that?
That Joe.
Sounds strange to me. Yep, I think it's the first tune I learned, and it's the next song I'm going to sing. When John Henry was just a little baby boy, he was sitting on his daddy's knee. Well, he picked up a hammer in his little right hand. He said, "This hammer's gonna be the death of me." Pa said, "This hammer's gonna be the death of me." Well, some say he was born down in Texas, some say he was born up in Maine, but I just say he was a West Virginia man. And the leader of the steel driving chain chain gang, leader of the steel driving gang. Well, the captain, he said to John Henry, said, "I'm bringing that steam drill around. I'm gonna put that steam drill out on the job. Gonna womp that steel on down, down, down. Womp that steel on down." Well, John Henry, he said to his captain, said, "A man ain't nothing but a man. And before I'd let your old steam drill put me down, well, I would die with this hammer in my hand." Said, "I'd die with this hammer in my hand." So they had a race. Well, John Henry, he drove into the mountain. His hammer, it was burning fire. Well, he drove so hard, it broke his poor heart. He laid down his hammer and he died. He laid down his hammer and he died. So they took John Henry to the graveyard. They buried him in the sand. And every locomotive comes steaming down the tracks. There lies that steel driving man, man, man. There lies that steel driving man. Well, the man who invented that steam drill, he thought he was mighty fine. John Henry drove nearly 13 feet. That steam drill, it only drove 9. That steam drill, it only drove 9. When John Henry was just a little baby boy, he was sitting on his daddy's knee. Well, he picked up a hammer in his little right hand. Said, "This hammer's gone to be the death of me." Pa said, "This hammer's gone to be the death of me."
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you only have so little time to, you kind of know in your head what you're supposed to be doing. There's only five things to remember.
It's only been 25 years, after all.
Well, thanks to the perseverance of Augusta Heritage workshops and apprenticeships that they've started in the last few years, the music of Israel Welsh over in Mineral County has been passed on through recordings and sending Joe over to actually visit an old friend and collect some of the tunes, learn them, and pass them on. So we're going to play a couple of Israel Welch's tunes. You can find his recordings undoubtedly in the festival store, Augusta store. First one is called "Hell on the Potomac," and the second one is called, I love this name, "Cow Across the Road."
Mm-hmm. Thank you kindly.
Bye-bye, Sam.
Please come back. Where'd you go?
I have no idea where she went, but I have to tune to her, so she better get back quick. Oh, a strap. That'll help.
I just forgot my strap.
Uh-oh.
What you guys did to me just back then.
What we do to you?
Never mind.
I'd like to do it again.
No.
We're going to sing a song that we've been singing for a long, long time. It's a
not
song,
quite 25 years.
Not quite 25 years, but close.
You talk about it, Bonnie, too.
You talk to it all, too.
A song written by Ola Bell Reed. Lives up in the northern part of Maryland, a little town called Rising Sun. The song's called High on a Mountain.
It's pretty, too.
I was down in the park last night and heard someone singing this song. They did a really great job. This is a wonderful song.
High on a mountain.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, you spend a week here and you feel like everybody knows everybody, but you know, there are a lot of people here tonight from outside of this week, and I just want to, for myself and all of us, to extend you a warm welcome so you don't feel like we're an inside crowd. So I hope you feel as much a part of this as all of us. This is Joe Fallon down here with the guitar right now.
20 years, just about 20 years with Fritton Hollow. He discovered us at Brandywine Festival just about the time we were making a personnel change.
He was doing some anthropology work.
And we was discovered. And then he harassed us for a while until we said, okay, we'll play with you. And we can't get rid of him now.
And doing the speaking just now is Sam Herman.
Yep. Thank you.
And my name is Joe Herman, and I'm not her brother.
Not yet.
He's her father.
Oh, ha, ha.
I used to get introduced as their son, Pee-wee, so there you go.
Yeah, there are a few things that have come through our band history in the form of sayings or... And one was that. Another one was, let's eat again real soon.
Band motto.
Do you remember this one?
Yeah, yeah. Let's not talk about
we
that.
We won't tell you what it means. We use it on each other, but.
Another one was, we didn't get paid very much, but it sure was far.
Well, tell them about this next string of tunes that we're going to play here.
This is a string of tunes we put together because of a fortunate connection we've had with Cape Breton and friends we've made in Cape Breton. And so we've learned some tunes that most of these tunes are contemporarily written. We don't really play a Cape Breton style so much, but we've learned some tunes from some friends of ours, and we kind of strung a whole list of them together here. The first one is called Memories of Father John McTinnell. It's a slow march. The second one is called Our Tune. It was written by a friend of ours named Deanie Cox. Third on this list is Father John Rankin Angus's...
No.
Father John Angus Rankin's March. I knew there were too
remember
many S's
that.
At the end of that.
Angus right? Rankin.
Angus Rankin. That was written by Jerry Holland. He was here last week. The second to the last tune is called Luke and Andy's. Luke and Andy are our sons. This is an amazing coincidence, it seems. It's written by a friend of ours named Otis Thomas.
Who also made his fiddle.
Also made this fiddle. And the last tune is called Joni Madden's, a dedication to a friend by a harmonica player from Cape Breton by the name of Tommy Basker.
Well, let's see if we can remember all these now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, I have to say it's really strange to play tonight with either no cloggers clogging or no callers yelling at dancers. It's really different. It doesn't feel right.
I don't think they say yelling at dancers.
Well, okay, calling. Pushing dancers
Hello.
Around on the dance floor.
Hello.
Telling y'all what to do. How does it feel to be told what to do all dang week?
I actually like it. Well, let's see. It's so nice for Augusta to honor our 25th year the way they have. It's really feels wonderful. They've done a lot for us, just allowing us to come and be part of it. And you as an audience has been most important.
Yes, you has.
For allowing us to, allowing us to be part or to continue doing for letting us continue just having a good time doing what we like to do. How's that?
Without interruption,
without
right?
you, yeah. For 25 years without interruption. I am going to do let's see. There's so many people that have been part of our 25-year musical history, and we just thought we could like to get some of those folks up here that have influenced us in some positive way. I won't. We're thinking positive way. So those of you that we asked to join us for this last number, I'd really love it if you guys could make your way up. And while they're making their way up here, I want to do a little commercial, because we do have a lot of recordings out there. And one of the recordings is not released yet, 3 weeks. It's our latest recording, and what it is a collection of the dulcimer, the 25 years history on the dulcimer. So there's no singing for those of you that just want the dulcimer. The most asked question in my 26 year actually career of playing has been, what is that instrument and which one has the most dulcimer?
Come on up here, just get inside these instrument thingies to your side.
Here we have, Paula and Monica Fallon, two of the most important people in our lives. We have Paul Kovac, who was on a big support on our last Cowboys and Indians, and you'll see a lot of him in just a little bit. I won't have to say anything more. And it's really, I mean, everybody could be up here, really. But and Percival from
Wild
Asparagus.
Oh, we could
just
go down there. I'm sorry.
Whose singing is just a continuing inspiration to me. Flawn Williams, who's been doing the sound here, and also just a wonderful support person and just a hard job, and he's just stuck with us, and we're still friends even today. Suzanne Edmondson, who's just a vocal inspiration to anybody that's ever. Thomas, well, that's history. Now Critton Hollow was on Rosie's bus, Suzanne's bus, Rosie, on their last tour. No, I won't tell you what we did. So we go way back when she was a member of the Hot Mud family and married to somebody else. Now she finally married the right man, Thomas. Sally Friend, and what can you say about her last name? You know. Margot Blevins has just, I mean, you see what she's created here and continues to support, and we wouldn't be here without Margot. Bob McQuillan has written more tunes and dedicated them to more friends of his friends. He just is just an amazing musician, Bob McQuillan. And he's really cute, too. We've been knowing him since way back when the Washington Folk Festival, or the National Folk Festival, was still at Wolf Trap. He was a wild, well, he still is, a wild man. Eileen Carson, we were at her, we played at her first wedding.
There's a pattern here, folks.
Well, Suzanne was telling Casey the other night that she's got to get started marrying now so that she can work up to the right husband, and after she goes through about three. You know. I love it. I mean, it's an education. Eileen is, you know, we've worked with her for a zillion years and just been, she's just a continuing support to us. Mark Schatz, who I just am so glad that he's hooked up with Eileen, because now I get to hang out with him, and he just, we can call him up and he'll play with us anytime he can, and he's just an amazing man. Is that everybody up here? Did I forget anybody? Oh, there you are. Michael and Carrie. See, you snuck in over here. Sort of like that camera that goes like here, you know, it's the panorama, and you start down here, and then you can run down the other side. Michael Klein was, when he was living over in Cape and Bridge, was one of the first people that kind of discovered us in Hampshire County and gathered us in and introduced us to all the musicians in the area. And he really was an inspiring influence on getting us to sing more. And he actually joined and played with us as our first official guitar player for many, many years. Michael Klein and Carrie, who is just a, you couldn't have a better singing partner and work partner. Carrie Klein, and she's a wonderful new friend as well. So, all you friends out there, I just, am I saying too much?
No, you're good.
Okay, I don't want to get really hokey here.
Come on.
Someone said once a long time ago, a man named Tommy Thompson, who was a member of the Red Clay Ramblers for years, he looked Joe and I in the eyes and he said, never stop playing music. Now, he didn't mean never stop performing music. He just said, never stop playing music. And I've remembered that ever since. In the 70s, he said that to us. So I want to say that to you, to never stop playing music, whether you play it or hear it, just let it happen. So we're going to get you to sing this one with us. It's called By and By. The chorus is one that you can... Thanks a lot.